This is an encore edition of Call the Roll, first broadcast March 22nd, 2014. Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council on this week's show. Capital budget priorities for the City Council and the Mayor. The City of Columbus has unveiled the 2014 Capital Improvements Budget. Capital improvements are the brick-and-mortar investments that have a useful lifespan of 5 years or more. Columbus sets aside one quarter of all income tax dollars to pay for these projects. Here's Columbus City Council President Andrew J. Ginther.
Thank you, Mayor Coleman. Your proposed capital budget is an investment in our collective future and key to our continued success. Thanks also for your willingness and your staff to work with Council to include many of our shared priorities in our proposed capital budget. Over the last several weeks, Council has worked closely with the Mayor and his staff to make the most of our capital investments by prioritizing the projects that will strengthen Columbus neighborhoods, improve city services, and create an environment where businesses can thrive. By investing in our transportation infrastructure, roads and bridges, sidewalks and bikeways, we make our community healthy, safe, and strong, and better for business. By investing in our city facilities, we're able to expand and improve programs and services. And by investing in the tools that city workers need to do their jobs, we can provide those services more effectively and efficiently. The capital budget is a unique opportunity to generate both new income tax dollars and save existing revenue while improving the quality of life that makes Columbus a great place to live and to do business. And Columbus continues to maintain the highest credit rating of any city our size in the country, which is the testament to the strong fiscal management and leadership of our great auditor, Hugh Dorian, the mayor, and council.
This year's budget includes a record $33 million for street resurfacing and $6 million to rebuild the Glenwood Recreation Center in the Hilltop. That's where the news conference was held talking about the capital budget, and Mayor Coleman provided a brief history lesson on the site.
100 years ago in 1914, the ground was broken to build this recreation center. Now, in the 70s, there was a major renovation. And it's been since the 70s, since this has had a significant renovation. In the 90s, there was a little renovation out front here, in the lobby. But the major renovation has been many, many decades ago. And this facility is in poor condition, it's outdated, it's clearly outlived its usefulness. And this neighborhood deserves a new rec center, a replacement center. So we're going to build a new rec center here for $6 million right here at this location. 23,000 square feet compared to the current 15,000 square feet that are here today. And so all of our new renovations of our rec centers and new rec centers must include fitness areas, because I believe in fitness. It extends one's life, it adds to our health care, and it'll have a multi-purpose room, a full-size gym, an arts and craft room, and it'll be a beautiful building for a well-deserving neighborhood, long overdue, right here in this community. We're proud of it, proud of what we're about to do here. Now, speaking of Rec and Parks, Rec and Parks is our department that deals with swimming facilities, bike paths, recreation centers, keeping our youth engaged, our seniors engaged, a very important part of what we do in the City of Columbus. So this budget will make an unprecedented investment in recreation and parks of about $32 million of a $268 million new infrastructure and facility improvements that we're announcing today. So here's how some of that recreation and park resources will be broken down. $3.2 million in swimming facility improvements, including the new Maryland pool, which will open up this spring, and the Lincoln pool, which will break ground this year. Almost $7 million in park, playground, and recreation facility improvements, including early development of Wilson Road Park, south of Camp Chase Railroad. $6.4 million for more than 4 miles of bikeways, including the Alum Creek Trail. Finally, we'll be able to connect Delaware to Pickaway Counties and never get off the bike trail. And if you want to join me when it opens up, I want to be the first on it. And I'm looking forward to that. So on the west side of our city, the capital improvement budget has been for $150 million since 2012. So over the past 2 years, we've invested $150 million in this area on the west side of Columbus, from resurfaced roads, alleys, safety cameras, repaired homes, Westgate Community Center renovation, and so many other things. So other things that this capital budget will invest in: a record $33 million in resurfacing of almost 300 lane miles in our city, the highest, most significant investment in resurfacing, in repaving, in the history of our city will take place this year. $4.5 million for the next phase of Operation Safe Walks, including Joyce Avenue improvements. $4.2 million for street lighting to make our neighborhood safer after dark. $6 million in pedestrian improvements. That includes curbs, ramps, and nearly 3.5 million miles of sidewalks. So sidewalks is important because since the year 2000, we have constructed 90 miles of sidewalks. Now let's put that in perspective. Goes all the way to Kings Island. From Columbus to Kings Island, we've built in sidewalks. And 16 more miles will be all the way to Cincinnati. So people from Cincinnati can now migrate to Columbus, just as they have from Cleveland and Detroit and other areas. And other important aspects of this budget includes our VAP program, where we have made a commitment of demolishing 900 homes, the worst of the worst in our community. They're not homes, they're houses. They're vacant and abandoned that suck the lifeblood out of neighborhoods, the worst of the worst. We want to demolish 900 of them by the year 2016, and we announced this a couple of years ago. 300 have been demolished to date, and we expect to have demolished 600 of these terrible structures where crime, drugs, sucking out the lifeblood of our community, we'll have demolished 600 of them by the end of this year, 2014. And another important project is Reeb Elementary School on the south side. As you know, we've had significant investment in an area of our city that has not had the kind of investment that we want to see, that we now see happening in our community. And so Reeb Elementary School, the city acquired in exchange for the Woodland Meadows properties that would exchange Afrocentric School is going to that site. We exchanged Woodland Meadows for Reeb Elementary, and Reeb Elementary will be a location for the Boys and Girls Club, community development for all people, job training through COWIC, and a daycare center. And this year we'll put $2.4 million into that facility. The state today has said they'll put $2 million in it. And our total investment of the city in the Reeb Elementary will be $6.7 million at the end of the day. So we're very proud of all this work. And I have to tell you, we, in order to do the things that this community needs to get done, you need to have a strong council, a good council, that invests in neighborhoods. And this is a council that does just that. I'm very proud of all of our members. They all have focuses and interests, and they make sure it gets done in this city.
Columbus City Council is amending the mayor's proposed $268 million capital budget, adding some $7.3 million in projects. Here's Councilmember Tyson.
There are many cities across this country that do not have the dollars to be able to put their money into the infrastructure of their cities, to be able to have an environment that will allow us to invest in our public safety, to invest in our neighborhoods, and to invest in our economic development. I stand here proudly. I want to thank Mayor Coleman and President Ginther and this entire council for the work that they have done in order to prepare this budget that we're presenting to you later today. This budget proposal includes $268 million in new infrastructure investments. And as the chair of the city's finance committee, I applaud the mayor, his team, and all the city departments for their hard work in putting this proposal together. I also applaud my colleagues who have listened to the community and will be proposing $7.3 million in amendments to this capital budget. Our goal is to have the first reading of our budget Monday the 24th and proceed to a vote on the final passage on Monday the 31st. I will be offering a budget amendment to provide $1 million in support for the James Johnson Driving Park Home Repair Program. This program will invest in essential home repairs in the Driving Park area. Councilmember Mills will share more about this particular home repair program. This program will make funds available to residents regardless of income and will complement recent investments in this area. I'm proposing this program to be named in the honor of our beloved community servant and Civic Association President, Mr. James Johnson. This fund will honor his life, his legacy, and his tireless efforts to our community.
As Councilmember Tyson, now here's President Pro Tem A. Troy Miller.
One of the things I've been working on during this capital budget process with my committee is the in public service and transportation. With the additional monies that we're talking about, what the mayor is spending on street repavement, which is going to be great, close over $33 million, I have additional $500,000 to that in my proposed budget amendment. And the other $500,000 is looking at the addition of six snowplow trucks for next year. So this is going to be something that I'm proposing in this proposed budget of a total of $1 million in the public service and transportation. We know that we kind of had a harsh winter, but I believe what council and the mayor has done to deal with that is something that we are always planning for the unexpected for the future. And as we continue to look at this, it's something that public service and transportation we'll be working on throughout the year. The mayor has done a wonderful job over the years with this capital budget. And so the infrastructure of Columbus is setting forth a great future for the city of Columbus. As we sit here on council and what the mayor is looking at, we're looking at what Columbus can be not just next year and the next 2 years, but what Columbus will be in the next 20 years.
Councilmember Herschel F. Craigs, the chair of the Recreation and Parks Committee, is proposing a $450,000 amendment to study the feasibility of building a new Fairwood pool in the Driving Park neighborhood.
The mayor has already talked about the improvements here at Glenwood. Mr. Mayor, I know the residents of Hilltop appreciate the investments in this recreation center. And I know just a little further west of here, Westgate is undergoing a major renovation project. But I want to talk about a facility to our east. Fairwood Pool in the Driving Park community was once a center of activity for families and especially children in that area. Kids would play, have fun, cool off, and most importantly, learn to swim, a skill that can potentially save their lives. Fairwood Pool has been closed, and the neighborhood is in need of a new place for summer fun and safety. That is why I'm including $450,000 in the capital budget for a feasibility study to examine the possibility of rebuilding Fairwood Pool to help provide an additional recreation option in the Driving Park neighborhood. My son, when I was living at 78 South Oakley Avenue, and many young people have been the beneficiaries of this great recreation center.
House Councilmember Craig, helping people get around Columbus is a priority for Councilmember Eileen Y. Paley.
In response to continuing constituent feedback and the work being done by the Mayor's Council on Disabilities, I became very interested in our city's ADA curb ramp repairs several years ago. Columbus is actually ahead of many other large cities when it comes to investments in new curb ramps in conjunction with our street resurfacing program. And while we have made consistent progress, we have still unmet repair needs. Also, a large number of ADA pads are cracked or crumbling, but on solid curbs. Replacing the bricks or pads costs about $500 per ramp. Many of these need full curb replacement. When we do full curb replacement, we have to do the entire process from design to installation. As tackling the repairs of ADA curb ramps has continued to be one of my top priorities, I am pleased that there is $1 million in the 2014 capital budget for ADA curb ramps. I'm very pleased that we have made great progress in this very important aspect of our infrastructure, and I'm also grateful that we will continue this progress in this budget on an issue that is so critical for so many of our constituents.
House Councilmember Paley, next to Safety Committee Chair Zach Klein.
I'd like to echo President Ginther's comments about our friends on the west side that are here, and certainly your advocacy over the years are being demonstrated not only in last year's capital improvement budget, last year's general fund budget, but also this year's general fund budget and capital improvements budget. So thank you for the work that you've done and the effectiveness that you've portrayed on behalf of your neighborhoods. And I think it's being shown. It's a benefit to the West Side, a benefit to all the residents of the city of Columbus. One thing the mayor in the mayor's proposed budget that he did not mention that's in there is the because there's so many good things, we'd be here for probably 2 hours if the mayor went line by line of all the things that he's doing, is the renovation and modernization replacement of Fire Station 2, which is downtown on Fulton Street. And in conversations with the public safety director and members of the administration and the mayor's team, a determination was made that with council amendments, we could continue the modernization and reach an efficacy of the Columbus Fire Department by continuing the efforts of doing exactly that, modernization and replacement. And that's why I've placed in, for my council amendment, two items in particular that relate to this, and that is the update of the design of Fire Station 35, which will be at some point in the future on the far east side. Designs were already done for the fire station a couple years ago, and this budget amendment allows for the update of those designs so that as the reevaluation process is done by the Public Safety Department of opening that fire station in the future, we have updated plans to make that happen at the appropriate time. Also is for the design, demolition, and land acquisition associated with Fire Station 16, which is on Weber Road in the Linden area. That station was built in the 1950s and needs to be replaced and needs to be modernized. So this is a win for the city of Columbus and its residents by updating our fire stations and ensuring our firefighters have a place that they can be effective in fighting fires and saving property and saving the lives of the citizens of the city of Columbus.
That's Councilmember Klein. And finally, Development Committee Chair Michelle M. Mills.
I'm very excited to talk about the home repair program, which is certainly one of amendments shared by myself, Councilmember Klein, and Councilmember Tyson. The home repair program is our effort to invest in the residents that we're catching at their best, that they're doing what they can to keep their home repairs up, they're staying in their homes, They're making sure that their neighborhood is the best neighborhood. They're staying invested in their neighborhood. So often we hear about the bad actors, those who abandon their homes, those who have left homes vacant, those who require us to spend dollars on demolition, those who have taxes unpaid. We spend a lot of energy on the behavior that we don't want to see. The home repair program is an investment in the behavior we really want to see. We want to see our neighbors investing in their homes, improving their neighborhoods, and that's exactly what you'll hear from the home repair program, are examples of how our neighbors on their own will be willing to invest in their neighborhoods, and we're helping to match some of their supports in their houses. I think it's important that we invest in remedying things when they go wrong, but I think it is also important that we invest just as equally when our neighborhood residents are doing all of the right things and staying in their homes and investing in our neighborhoods. So as I will share with you today, Linden Home Repair is certainly one of my focuses, but all of the home repair will focus on Driving Park, Hilltop, and Linden. The residents will be able to make repairs to their property using the funds from the home repair program. They will be able to receive up to $20,000 from about $1 million that will be allocated toward the program. The home repair program will be unique in that the home repairs will focus on rental properties and will enhance neighborhood revitalization efforts throughout the city. This council certainly believes that one of our greatest strengths is our community pride in our neighborhoods. And so I am proud to say that we will offer this support to those targeted neighborhoods who have been hit dramatically by the challenges in terms of maintaining their home. The type of repairs will include, but certainly not limited to, correcting lead paint hazards, replacing roofs, roof elements, furnaces, and securing and shifting basement walls and the like. The funds will also be used for health and safety and accessibility work, including but not limited to installing smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, ramps, and handrails in accordance with the city housing standards. I am proud again to support those who are supporting our neighborhoods by keeping their property in shape and having dollars that they can access to continue that work. And again, it is an effort to invest in things that are going well, as we often invest in correcting things that are not going so well. So I'm very proud of the decision to continue and very proud of this amendment that I'm sharing with you today.
Coming up on Monday's agenda, the City of Columbus partners with a number of highly dedicated social service agencies that help thousands of Columbus area residents. Health and Human Services Committee Chair Tyson is sponsoring legislation that will provide funding for 37 organizations as they meet the needs of their clients. Ordinance 0437-2014 authorizes the Department of Development to enter into contracts worth more than $3.3 million. The legislation supports social service agencies that provide help to families and households through access to daycare, substance abuse prevention programs, refugee and resettlement programs, senior care mediation services, services for the disabled, material assistance, and food programs, workforce development, and programs for our young people. The City Council is also partnering with agencies to help protect Columbus neighborhoods. The Community Crime Patrol works closely with the Columbus Division of Police to keep neighborhoods as safe as possible. Public Safety Committee Chair Mills is sponsoring Ordinance 0389-2014 to provide some $400,000 for CCP activities. CCP's highly trained citizen patrollers increase safety in Columbus neighborhoods by deterring crime and assisting police in the apprehension of suspects. And then there is help for the men and women who serve protecting our freedoms. Veterans Affairs Committee Chair Craig will sponsor legislation to authorize the director of the Department of Development to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Association of Food Banks to support the Veterans Comprehensive Assistance Program. These funds will support program activities for a 12-month period for a total of $75,000. The Ohio Association of Food Banks, in partnership with the Community Reinvestment Resources Group, will work cooperatively with the City of Columbus to pilot the program. We'll seek to address the barriers to long-term stability facing approximately 210 of the city's most at-risk veterans, a population identified by Franklin County Municipal Court and the Central Ohio Homeless Veterans Stand Down Program. VCAP will ensure a no-wrong-door policy for these veterans, providing them a pathway to long-term stability and employment through a three-tiered wraparound service model. And finally, keeping kids happy and healthy during the summer months. City of Columbus is looking to accept a grant from the Ohio Department of Education and enter into a contract with the Columbus City Schools for the Summer Food Service Program. The program is administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture through ODE. The program provides nutritionally balanced breakfasts, lunches, and snacks to qualified children in need during the summer months. The program will serve approximately 175,000 breakfast meals, 300,000 lunch meals, and 70,000 snacks. Thousands of children will be served through this program at over 200 sites throughout the greater Columbus area. You've been listening to an encore edition of Call the Roll. As a reminder, the Columbus City Council will be helping to celebrate the Independence Day holiday weekend and not meet on July 7th, 2014. We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL at columbus.gov. Don't forget you can follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivank. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.